This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today. This program is now only 1 hour, but RBN has assured me that we will return to the 2-hour format at the end of November. Please visit RBN's website at republicbroadcasting.org. My website is spingola.com, where you will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. However, I do not look at that email during the program. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We are not going to take calls today with just 1 hour. It is difficult for the guest to present his or her information. However, please feel free to email your questions. My guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. He is the editor, translator, and producer of the movie Hitler's War, What the Historians Neglect to Mention. It is linked to today's schedule page at spingola.com. Another video that was recently produced is Ernst Zundel, A Spartan of a Spirit. So please watch both of those videos. Wayne, welcome to the program.
Well, a very good morning to you, Deanna, and to your listeners. It's great to be with you again, and I want to say right off the bat that after being on your program with you on Thursday, I noticed that the website hits on my blog had really gone up quite a bit, and from all over the world. In fact, so I want you to know, and for Republic Broadcasting to know, that you are reaching a huge audience. And I did get some really good positive feedback too, so I really appreciate it.
Well, that's great. I appreciate you telling me that. And you have some more great information to bring to our listeners. And we have 2 minutes until the break. So why don't you tell us exactly what you're going to tell us, and then when we get back from the break, you can tell us.
Well, I guess just to start off with, we talked a little bit about my background on the last program for anybody who missed that. I don't think we're going to go into too much of that today. However, I did want to focus a bit more on the movie itself, which was a German documentary called Hitler's Krieg, Was Guido Knopf verschweigt. Okay, it's a German documentary about World War II, and I want to give a bit more background on that movie, which I've translated into English, and which I call Hitler's War, What the Historians Neglect to Mention, and just go into what I was able to find out initially about that film. And why it kind of inspired me to want to make an English version of this and to get it out to the public. So that's what we'll start off with. And if we have time, we might cover some of the things I've been talking about on my blog in the past few days since we last spoke.
All righty. And you've gotten very busy with your blog. Last week, or, a week ago, you didn't even have one, and now all of a sudden you have this blog that's very informative. You have all kinds of things there. I'm very impressed. And you're doing all of this yourself?
I am, indeed, yeah. It's been keeping me very busy. It's been about 2 weeks now since I started that blog.
Interesting. All righty. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
From Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And Wayne, you have a lot of links on your website. One that says essential reading, and you have lots of links and things that are really what you would refer to as essential reading. And I certainly agree with everything that you've put here. It's fabulous.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, that's something, yeah, that I wanted to get done right off the bat was to add a list of links, which is on the right hand side, and which come up no matter whether you're going to my main site or if you just happen to link to one of the articles that I've posted. You'll always have that menu on the right hand side, and it does have in addition to websites and blogs. Links to a lot of articles and for essential reading, but also podcasts and radio shows that have been archived and are available publicly, including to several of your own, as well as Mark Weber, Carolyn Yeager, and a number of other people that are out there speaking on these issues. So there's quite a bit of information there at your fingertips on my blog, and that will keep growing as well. I've just gone back through my bookmarks and found quite a few others here that I would like to share with my viewers. So yeah. Great. It is coming along. It is coming along very nicely. And yeah, as I say, I've been getting a lot of feedback, as well as I'm also on Facebook. Gotten quite a few new friends on there as well. And for anybody that wants to look me up on there, just go onto my blog. If you scroll down far enough, you'll see there's a link there where you can find me on Facebook, as well as on Twitter, if you would like to follow me on Twitter as well. Anything up on my blog will go on Twitter.
And people can also join your blog so that they can get a notification, an email notification, if you post something new. So be sure and sign up. You have 33 followers, so let's see if we can double that by the end of the program.
Right. And you can also contact me via email, and that is justice4germans, that's the numeral 4, at gmail.com.
Okay, super. Okay.
So, as I was saying at the start there, I want to just give the listeners a bit of background on this film, which I happened to come across. I think it came out in late 2000, pardon me, late 2009. I discovered it early last year, or probably in the springtime of last year. And I was quite impressed by it, but it was just in German. I could not find any other versions of it out there. And I thought, wow, this is really something that the English-speaking world needs to hear. It did mesh with a lot of the information that I already had, that I knew about, and confirmed many things, as I said, that my parents had told me. But I wanted to give a bit more background on the movie itself now. As I said, the title, the original German title, is Hitler's War, and that's with a question mark, was Guido Knop verschweigt. Now, Guido Knop is a German court historian. He's well known in Germany, he's a documentary filmmaker, and he's the type of guy that they trot out on Germany TV as sort of the resident expert on World War II. And whenever these things come up, twice a year, whether it's the D-Day Memorial or in November, and Remembrance Day types of things, they'll bring him out, and he will always consistently put all of the blame on Germany. And so for this reason, he's kind of known, at least amongst those who are in the know in Germany, they kind of regard him as a sort of an Uncle Tom. Okay. The film, if you look at the credits on the film, it says that it was created by the producer. His name is given as Alfred Geyer. Now, I did a lot of research web searches trying to find this gentleman to try and, see if I could, get his permission first off to do this. I could find no such person anywhere, and I was checking through a lot of German sites as well and did not find him, and they name the production company is History Films GmbH, and I could not find that company listed anywhere. So I realized that, this person is protecting his identity, because this is going to be very offensive to the people who run the government in Germany. And what I did discover, however, I went through a lot of the different web forums that I could find in Germany that do discuss these things, and read a lot of the different posts from Germans in German language, and I found out that a lot of the research that went into this film is based on the research of Major General Gerd Schulze Rohnhof, who is a major general, or was a major general, now retired, in the German Bundeswehr. And who himself was born in 1939, and is retired. He has a couple of books out, and one of them is called where is it here? It's available in English as well. The War That Has Many, That Had Many Fathers, Der Krieg, der viele Väter hatte. Der Krieg, der viele Väter hatte, and which is The War That Had Many Fathers. And it's an amazing book. I don't have a hard copy version of that, but I did find a German version in PDF, and was able to go and look at some of his sources and so on. And I was really impressed with what he had found in there. No, I'm going to come back to him in a few moments here. What I wanted to mention was that the film, you know, is very, you know, pretty fairly professionally made, and the person who did it, you know, did put some time and money into it. But what offered, what gave it almost immediate credibility to me in my ears, just when I began to listen to it, was the fact that the two persons that were narrating it, they are Michael Dorner and Erica Pfeiffer. And I recognized those two voices immediately from the time that I spent when I was living in Germany for 10 years, because you cannot go a day in Germany without hearing those two voices on air at least once, twice, or probably several times a day, because they narrate many documentaries as well as do radio and TV commercials. And they are relatively, you know, unknown in terms of their actual names, but their voices are instantaneously recognized. And you'll also recognize them, or Germans would, on some of the, you know, the propaganda documentaries that are out there as well. So these people are very well known, and probably take a lot of money for what they do. So either they themselves, you know, were fed up with all of the propaganda, and decided to volunteer their time to this documentary, or the person who made the film did have some deep pockets and was able to hire them. But it does add credibility to the film.
Well, you know, I really appreciate that you did this. It must have taken hours and hours to do this, to make this into English.
And, yes, months and months and months.
Yeah.
I mean, and I can't tell you how much frustration as well, because, I mean, I'm not, this is my first attempt at doing anything like this. I mean, I have made a documentary movie in the past, on a totally different subject, but this was the first time doing this type of work, narration and voiceover, but also having to translate everything myself from German into English. It was quite a task to begin with. And then, you know, how many different takes I had to do, because, you know, I'm not trained at doing this. So I, you know, had to read it over and over and over to get it right. So I
well,
many
it turned out
so
remarkably
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's remarkable.
Right. But anyways, the other thing that, you know, really what inspired the making of the movie by this anonymous person was what you see at the very beginning of the movie. You'll hear Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, giving a speech at the annual war commemoration ceremonies at Westerplatte, Danzig, Poland, marking the anniversary of Germany's quote-unquote attack on Poland. And she comes up again at the very end, and the remarks that she made are, I think, what really incited this person to say, okay, enough is enough of this story of the Germans themselves being entirely to blame for the entire war. And what she says at the very end of the movie, she's quoted again from that same speech, where she was saying that there will never be any rewriting of this history.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think that's what inspired this person to go ahead and do this. Now, back to the author and researcher, Major General Gerd Schulze-Rohnhof, author of Der Krieg, der viele Väter hatte. As I said, it does contain a lot of the documents which this documentary refers to. So if somebody's wondering what the source is for this, I mean, this is not just something that's made up. This is not conspiracy theory. This is actual fact. Now, he himself, as I say, he was born in 1939. He's the general major major general in the German Armed Forces, retired, born in 1939. Years and years and years of service to his country.
Wayne, we do have to go to a break.
Sure.
We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
¶¶ it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Deanna, and our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. All right, please continue.
Okay, thank you. For anybody who's interested in looking that gentleman up, I think you will find at least one of his books on Amazon that's been published in English. The last name is spelled, it's Schultze, and it's Schultze dash, it's a two-word name, Rohnhof, and that last name is, the second name is Rhonhof, okay, and you can also Google him or look for him on YouTube. And so that's what I did once I'd heard that, you know, whose research this seems to be based upon. And I found a number of his presentations that he had given in Germany, before live audiences. And in fact, now he's getting up there in age, but, he was, a special guest recently at what is called the AZK in, Switzerland. Now this is, an organization called, they call themselves the Anti-Censorship Coalition in Switzerland, is the German, in the German speaking part of Switzerland. And they do a great production. I believe it's once a year where they bring on people, who are truth tellers. And, his presentation there, was excellent. And they have a huge audience, huge live audience for that. And I think the people sitting in that audience were just dumbfounded to hear history presented in this way, that totally contradicts everything that they would have learned in school about how World War II began. So I'm really impressed with this gentleman. However, I can tell you that the court historians in Germany are not. And in fact, even the courts in Germany are not very impressed. He had a couple of other, who, like he comes from the Bundeswehr. He is not a trained historian, but obviously a very intelligent man. But he did have a couple of other historians working with him in his research. And these people, you know, in their own way and with their own books and writings have been, you know, putting information out that is contrary to, you know, what is traditionally taught. And they are immediately branded as right-wing extremists in Germany. And in fact, by the constitutional court, they've been branded as such in Germany. And he's been lumped into that category as well, which he is not. At all, you know, but this is the type of thing that happens over in Germany. Okay, and
right. I'm surprised it's not jail.
Yeah, they have to be. I guess, you know, pretty mindful of what they say over there. And we know from the case of Ernst Lundell that, you know, they will also go overseas, you know, to try and get people who. You know, take a contrary view and not accept Germany's full responsibility for everything that happened and everything that is claimed to have happened. So, and I'm not going to go into detail on that. We'll just leave it there. But anyways, his book is quite impressive. However, even if you are unable to get that book.
And what is the name of the book?
Okay. It's, The War That Had Many Fathers. Okay. There's one other two. The name escapes me, but I believe that one is available in English on Amazon.
Okay.
So anyways, yeah. So he's not being taken very seriously in over there. And of course, the critics of the mainstream media over there are very down upon this. Let's see, one of the you can look him up actually on Wikipedia as well, and you'll have the English version of what they have to say about him and how he's viewed in Germany on there. But they say, yeah, the bibliography, this is quoting from Wiki, the bibliography includes 178 titles and is dominated by revisionist and extreme right-wing authors such as David L. Hogan, Paul Ressinger, and Eric Kern, or other German right-wing conservatives. Now, see, it's immediately thought that, you know, if you have a contrary view, our position on what happened in that war, that you are a right-wing extremist, okay? So this is how they label people in the media over there and get people to try not to look. And one of the things that, you know, Schulze Roenhoff makes in his presentations that you can watch in German is that, you know, he himself had no trouble finding these documents. He went to, you know, the embassy offices and so on and through the National Archives of the various allied nations and look through all the diplomatic communications that are on record as having taken place between National Socialist Germany and England and Poland and many of the other countries. Because if there's one thing, you know, the people always accuse Germany of, especially, not, you know, so-called Nazi Germany, is of being very thorough. Well, in fact, they were, and that is how Germans generally are. And they were sending their communiques to, you know, all of the Allies. So there's many, many copies of these things.
All righty. We're going to a break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com, and just pick it up from where you left off.
Thank you, Deanna. Okay, so I was just mentioning that yes, in Garrett Schulze-Ronholt's book, you'll see a lot of this documentation, which was archived, you know, in all of the archives of the Allies. And these were, basically, you know, like telexes, diplomatic messages sent back and forth between all the various allied nations and even some of the Norwegian nations and so on, that they also were aware of what was going on, the different negotiations that were going on, where Germany, just as it, you know, Hitler had proclaimed in 1933, and I believe I mentioned this on the last program. And if not, this is on the record. This is out there. You can find this. But they put out to the general public around the world, the English speaking world as well as many other nations, translations of this, all the various speeches that Adolf Hitler had made, where Germany has said, Germany, the new Germany wants peace, and they want work. And that was their initiative. And I know you've seen that document as well, where it goes through all these different English translations of Hitler's speeches and statements on that topic.
Indeed.
So, right. So that's on the record. That's not a conspiracy theory. You can find that on archive.org, and it's copied from original documents from the NSDAP government back in the early 30s. So that's out there. Now, what I also then subsequently discovered was that this material, you can find the references for this in what is called the German White Book, which your wonderful guest Rodney Martin addressed recently in one of his appearances on your program. And my goodness, I really tip my hat to that gentleman as well, and I really want to thank him from the bottom of my heart for all the great work that he has been doing, and the material that he puts out is just amazing. Along with, of course, Veronica Clark and many of the others you've had in your program, but those two in particular, I really tip my hat to them. But as Rodney was saying, yes, he referred to the German White Book. Now, I have that in front of me here, and you know, I was reading through this again last night and looking page after page after page after page in this book that verifies, now, you know, everything that's in that movie. And now, the German White Book, this was not published by so-called Nazi Germany. This is not propaganda of Joseph Goebbels. Okay, this comes from the Federal Republic of Germany, the BRD, the present nation state of Germany, from their official offices in Berlin. And this has been around for a very long time post-war, and it's out there. And I just want to I'll give you a brief reading of one of the memos that is in here. And this is coming from, let's see, I hope I didn't scroll back too far. Okay, this was on page 36, and what it is, this is an extract from the Memorandum of the Reich with regard to the German-Polish minorities problem, 1st of June, 1937. And this is paragraph 5. It says, in addition to the previously indicated points of view which arise out of questions of principle, and even more urgently than these, the development of the actual situation of the German minority in Poland demands that an understanding be arrived at between two governments on the whole minorities problem. It is in this actual situation of the German minority that the German government regrets to see an incontrovertible argument against the Polish theory that the minority would fare best if the local authorities were left free to deal with it at their own unrestricted direction. As a matter of fact, our observations for a long time, and particularly during the last year, have left no doubt that a systematic attempt is being made with the support of state departments and of private organizations encouraged by the authorities to shatter the economic foundations of the German minority in Poland and to cause all those who admit to being Germans to change their attitude in this respect. And it goes on to number 6 here. It is not intended at this stage to enter into a discussion of details. However, in order that the German complaint may not appear to be vague or not substantiated, we would draw attention to the following points. A, the disproportionate subjection of German estates to the process of expropriation in accordance with the Agrarian Reform Act as carried out particularly last year, in B, the intensified Polonization of German estates, which have been for generations in the possession of Germans by application of the law of repurchase and priority purchase. C, the interpretation of the legislation applying to the frontier zone, which is in fact also being particularly directed against the Germans. D, the fact that some time passed, persons belonging to the German minority have only in exceptional cases received permission from the authorities to open shops, businesses, and trading and industrial undertakings, and that doctors, chemists, and lawyers of German birth are being caused the greatest difficulties by the authorities in the establishment of a practice. E, the likewise obvious fact that German employees and workmen are dismissed owing to pressure from Polish organizations and find no employment as long as they still belong to German organizations or send their children to German schools. F, the sad plight of those young people who have passed through schools which have been licensed by the Polish state, but afterwards in preparing themselves for a profession that have been caused such great difficulties that a disproportionately high percentage of young people of German birth have not yet been able to enter any profession.
Right. G, they simply didn't let them go to work. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah. Right. And G, the boycott of all German businesses in the severed territories. These were the areas that were taken away from Germany after World War I, which was even publicly proclaimed recently. Let me see. I'm not sure how far I want to go into this. But it says, in consideration of the various, just skipping ahead, in consideration of the various personal and family connections of the frontier population, it is natural that it's become known in Germany that those belonging to the German minority are forfeiting their means of existence in continually increasing degree. As public feeling is mounting, the government of the Reich are called upon to take reprisals and to limit the scope of existence for those belonging to the Polish minority in Germany who hitherto have been following out and carrying on their occupation without let or hindrance. The government of the Reich naturally desires not to have to proceed to reprisals against Poland, but cannot, on the other hand, close their eyes to the fact that the increasing pressure to which the Germans in Poland are being continuously subjected is causing pain and disapproval within the Reich, and that the popularity of a generous policy of coming to an understanding with Poland is suffering severely as a result of these measures on the part of the subordinate Polish authorities. Seven, the German Reich, therefore, urgently request that the minorities question may be examined again in consideration of and in connection with the foregoing points of view. They hope that the Polish government will, however, still decide to enter into discussions in some form or another of a fundamental settlement, and that they will, moreover, adopt measures as soon as possible in order to curb the chauvinism prevailing in the western provinces of Poland. For this chauvinism involves the serious dangers of the cooperation between the German and Polish governments, which had such a favorable beginning, being hampered in its further fruitful development. Now, I'm just going to hold there. I don't know how far we are from a break or anything. But I want to say this is something that you'll see in the beginning of the film, where it talks about the issue of the German minorities. Now, these people were taken away from Germany, basically given over as cattle, after World War I, to Poland. I mean, these parts of Germany were just hacked off, in fact, affecting millions of people. And before the lead up to the war, you know, these minorities were being badly abused and mistreated. Now, that has always been my understanding since the time I had my first discussions about this with my German father when I was a child. And my mother, who told me that they themselves knew of and saw refugees streaming into Germany from both Poland as well as Czechoslovakia, Germans who were being badly mistreated. Okay, so
and this was government policy in both of those countries, and it was supported by the media who promoted it.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, this is something that the Allied nations knew was going on. They could not possibly have not known because, as I say, all of these diplomatic channels, the Germans were going through all these diplomatic channels, and they were copying, you know, all of their talks, their memos and so on that were going back and forth with Poland were also being copied and given to other governments. So they were aware of the situation. The British and the Americans also knew of all of these atrocities going on, and yet there was no outrage in the media regarding what was happening to the German minorities in Poland nor in Czechoslovakia. Okay, but they knew it was going on.
And
now,
instead,
if you want to,
I'm sorry.
If, I would just make a parallel of that to what happened on Kristallnacht. And when you think about that, according to what I have read about that, I believe there was 37 deaths of people who were of Polish origin, of Jewish origin in Germany on Kristallnacht. If you believe the full story, and Veronica has talked a great deal about that in previous shows, and I urge people to go back and listen to those if they could. But if you consider what happened on Kristallnacht was relatively small in comparison to what was going on for over a long period of time, years in Poland and Czechoslovakia to the German minority, and yet there was no outrage in the West about these things that were happening. And it goes on in this white paper to list many of the things that are talked about in this movie about the demands which Germany had made and how really they were very reasonable demands. They were willing to let go huge parts of what had previously traditionally for centuries been a part of Germany just to have a transit corridor with the free state of Danzig. Pardon me, I do get a bit emotional sometimes when I get into this topic, because and this is what maddens me and maddens many Germans when they read this history or hear this history further, being told, as Angela Merkel said in her speech. It really does make my blood boil. And German blood boil to know that even their own government to this day, not just the Allies, the German government today just does not recognize these facts and how reasonable the proposals were of the Reich, the government of the Reich, the Third Reich, and Adolf Hitler, how many compromises he was willing to make, just so that they could have a corridor through Western Poland, or what was previously Germany, to the Free State of Danzig, where the population was about 98% German, and which the city was never given to Poland. It was a free state, and they should have been given a referendum. Just as as what was said in, I believe it was the 14 points of
Wilson,
right? Yes, and these things were not being granted to Germans about their self-determination. Okay,
exactly.
And these wonderful bastions of freedom and democracy and human rights and equality, we're going to have none of that for the Germans.
And that's the reason that they capitulated and said, okay, we'll end the war.
Right. Yeah. So, these are the things that, unfortunately, most people in the West do not know, in the Allied, English-speaking countries are unaware of, that are contained in that film, and that they really need to be aware of. The true history really has to be told, not only for the sake of the Germans, but as Rodney and some of your other guests have pointed out, this is a method of operations, that has gone on for a long time. They keep using the same MO. They will, only when things get hot, then they'll say, look, he's being a dictator. This person's he's going to be the next Hitler. Look what he's doing. And they go in and they also, promote disruption in other nations and so on. And then when the government reacts to these things, then they'll say, look, he's the next Hitler. Oh, my goodness, this is outrageous. Look what he's doing, and all that the leader in this new country is doing, basically, is trying to protect his nation. So this is a pattern. People have to realize this pattern. This is very important for people in the truth movement to begin to understand that they have been lied to for a long, long time, and stop, trotting out, every time they have the opportunity to say, oh, well, Obama's acting like, President Clinton was acting like Hitler, President Bush was acting like Hitler, President, Obama's acting like Hitler. They all want to, immediately go to this bogeyman image that they have, whereas Hitler through all of the early years was talking peace, peace, peace. That's all that Germany wanted, was peace, and to be left alone, to run its own internal affairs, and to be given back its honor and dignity as a civilized nation after being years in slavery after World War I and the Treaty of Versailles. So that's pretty much what I have to say on that. People do have to do their own research on this, but yes, you can definitely look up this gentleman. I would encourage you to get his book if you can. And watch the movie. Also, by the way, now one person did contact me in the last week, was asking if they could have a transcript of the text, and he was thinking about making a Swedish version of this film. So I'm giving consideration to that.
Oh, okay. That might have been Thomas. All righty. We do have to go to a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Call to action.
Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food.
Defending your home and family.
Surviving tornadoes.
Water filtration and purification.
Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepare's Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA. 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today has been Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.wordpress.com. And someone in the chat room said, if the Holocaust hoax had been have been exposed, the people of the world would not have fallen for babies in incubators or 9/11. And I think that some of the people in the world have not fallen for those other hoaxes, those other false flags. And certainly the situation that you talk about, all of the records are available for anybody to look at, and it's very sad when we have people in the so-called truth movement and people in the alternative media who continue to disseminate this garbage as if it were actually reliable information. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Right. Reference to the comment made by one of the people in your chat room. Okay, I'm not going to discuss that because I'm going to put myself in jeopardy if I do. But I do want people to understand, because I know that there are a lot of people out there who have done some research on that issue and who have come to a different conclusion about what they've been told about that particular event. However, they still do not know the rest of the story. And there is a whole other history that needs to be told. And people seem to get stuck just on that one particular issue without researching the rest, and they'll still go, okay, he didn't do that maybe, but he's still a bad guy. They'll trot out some other reason to want to make out Hitler and National Socialists to be evil. So I just wanted to get that out of the way, and we're rapidly running out of time. But, you know, recently, when your show was last week, you brought up what's going on with Arthur Topham of the Radical Press, who has been silenced by the authorities up here. And you're going to, I understand, you're going to have Paul Fromm on tomorrow. Paul Fromm's been an advocate for free speech here in Canada for many years, going back to the days of the Zindel cases. And I guess he'll be able to elaborate more on what's happening with Arthur. But I did post something about that as well, including the interview that you yourself did with Arthur Topham and Hans Krampe in 2011. And it's good to go back and listen to that interview. It's very, very informative. And on my blog piece about that, I've also put in the information on how you can help him in his legal cases coming up. And let's see. Yeah, some of my I guess we could just briefly mention. Yeah, some of my recent posts were Hitler was a Christian and felt it was his moral duty to oppose Jewish influence. And I think that's essential to put out there, because I keep hearing it coming back to me all the time from people who say, no, Thule Society, they were all into the dark side, they're all into the occult and all of this nonsense. And when you look and you challenge these people on original sources, they can't really find any. They can't really quote anything that's firsthand hard evidence to support that. However, I take the view that you have to take this man at his word, which was consistent from beginning to end. And I'll just leave it there for now. Maybe we'll come back to that on another day. But Deanna, thank you so much for having me on again today. I really appreciated it.
Well, thank you so much for being on. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye, listeners.